So Rabosai, the sugya in Psachim Kuf Beis Amid Beis we spoke about. Ein Osin Mitzvos Chavil Chavis. Let's just summarize the Maskonas HaSugya. If you want to recite Kiddush and Birkas HaMazon on the same kos, that would be the case in which you're finishing a Sudas Chol and you're starting a Sudas Shabbos, let's say the transition between Friday and Shabbos. That's case number one. So that's Birkas HaMazon and Kiddush, correct? So we have a problem here called Ein Osin Mitzvos Chavilos Chavilos, correct? What does this mean? So we try to explain the following, that Birkas HaMazon and Kiddush both relate to the Seuda. Kiddush establishes the Seuda as a Seuda Shabbos. And that's why Ein Kiddush El B'Makom Seuda, and that's why there's an Isur Te'ima before Kiddush. The purpose of Kiddush, the Kiyum of Kiddush, and its mitzvah is to set up a Seuda. Birkas HaMazon is going to be Mesayim the Seuda. It completes the Seuda. That's why we saw, for example, in the case of a Seuda Shabbos and a Seuda Yontif, if you don't mention the Yom in Birkas HaMazon, then you haven't completed a Seuda Shabbos or a Seuda Yontif. Rosh Chodesh, for example, has no Chiyuv Seuda, and therefore, even if you omit Yalav Yovo and Birkas HaMazon, it doesn't matter because you don't need the Birkas HaMazon together with Yalav Yovo to be koveya the Suda that preceded it as a Sudas Rosh Chodesh. There is no Chalosh Shem, there is no Kiyum of Sudas Rosh Chodesh. But in Shabbos and Yontif, where we have a Chiyuv Seuda, then the Birkas HaMazon with the Haskaras Hayom, whether it be Ritzei in the case of Shabbos, Yalav Yovo in the case of Yontif, that Birkas HaMazon reflects on the character, the nature of the Suda that preceded it. So that means that a Seuda Shabbos has to begin with Kiddush and end with Birkas HaMazon. The Kiddush is Makadish the Suda as a Seuda Shabbos, that's called a Maisa Koveya. And the Birkas HaMazon is Mesayim and closes that Suda as a Seuda Shabbos, so that the Seuda Shabbos is now sandwiched between the Kiddush at the beginning and the Suda at the end. But what's critical in both cases is the Kos itself. What role does the Kos play? And the answer is that the Kos is playing a very important role in both Kiddush and Birkas HaMazon as a Koveya in Seuda, because you have to be Koveya al Yayin. If you take Yayin for Birkas HaMazon, then what happens is that the Bracha relates to the Seuda through the Yayin. And when you take Yayin for Kiddush, the Yayin sets up the connection between the Kiddush that preceded it and the Seuda that comes afterwards. So the agent or the vav hamachaber is always going to be the kos itself, and therefore the shtias hakos represents the mitzvah. And so far, shtias hakos is the koveh of the suda; it is the mitzvah itself, and therefore, in both Birkas HaMazon and in Kiddush, the kos is the cheftish of mitzvah. It's an integral, essential part of the mitzvah. Not so in the case of Havdalah. Havdalah is not coming to be Koveya Suda. There's no din of Ein Mavdilin El B'Makom Suda. And therefore, since Havdalah has no relationship to the Suda that preceded it, it's not in any sense a Shtia, which is integral to the mitzvah. Therefore, Havdalah is nothing more than Sidur Bracha Alakos. The mitzvah of Havdalah is the Amira of the Havdalah, Al HaKos. The Shti itself is not an integral part of the mitzvah. The Kos in the case of Avdol, if you remember our comparison, is a Machshir, no less than the Sefer Torah is a Machshir for Kriyas HaTorah. But it's not that the Sefer Torah becomes the Cheftish of Mitzvah. And therefore, in the case of Avdol, the Kos is not upgraded to the status of a Cheftish of Mitzvah. And therefore, the din of Ein Osin Mitzvahs Chavilos Chavilos in the Sugim Psachim Kuf Beis only applies when you're doing two mitzvahs on one cheftza. So in the case of Birkas HaMazon and Kiddush, where the kos itself is integral to the mitzvah, the kos becomes the cheftza shel mitzvah, the shtir is absolutely required, it's indispensable. There, you're setting up two mitzvahs on one kos. And that's in violation of chavilos. But in the case of Havdalah, and Havdalah together with, let's say, Birkas HaMazon, there I can use one in the same kos. Why? Because although the Birkas HaMazon is a chefter, the kos is a chefter shal mitzvah, but as far as Havdalah is concerned, the kos of Havdalah is not a chefter shal mitzvah. There's no din of shtia, it's not part of a seuda. We said, for example, that you could use Chamar Medina, because there's no din of being kovei seuda on the kos shal Havdalah. There's no suda that follows Havdalah. If I'm not being kovei the suda ala kos, the kos is not integral to the mitzvah. Of course, I need the kos in order to set up any kosher bracha. And the bracha now is chal vis-a-vis the kos, but the kos itself is not brought into the mitzvah itself. And if it's not a chefshal mitzvah, I don't violate enos in the chavilus chavilus. So that's where we ended last time. However, we have a problem. And the problem is the sugya in Psachim about Te'ima Kodem Havdalah. The Gemara brings down two days. In other words, everybody agrees that you can't be Toim before Havdalah. The Gemara has even one day that says that Im Tam Eino Mavdil. So Bishleim in Kiddush, where we said the Kiddush functions to be Koveh Suda Shabbos, and therefore the beginning and the kickoff of a Suda Shabbos has to be the Kiddush. If you were Toim before Kiddush, you were Pogea in the midst of Kiddush. But in the case of Havdalah, where there's no Seuda that follows the Havdalah, and there's no halacha that Havdalah as a mitzvah is required to set up some sort of a Seuda, so why should there be an Iser Achila before Havdalah? That was the last question I think we asked the other day. So again, in Psachim Kuvav Amid Beis, we have Machlokas, whether Toam Mavdil or Toam Eino Mavdil. Kuliyamalo Pligi, everybody agrees that you're not allowed to be Toam before Havdalah. That there's an Isra Achila before Havdalah. Machlokas is, if you violated the Isra Achila and you were Toam, is there still a possibility of Havdalah? That would seem to indicate that in some sense, the Havdalah is related to Achila. But we said not. We postulated and formulated the halacha that Havdalah is just Seder Bracha Alakos. Why then is there a din of connecting Havdalah to Achila? That was the last question that we raised. So here we want to study the Machlokas between Shmuel and Rav. Shmuel is in the Sugya Psachim Daf Kuf Amid Beis. Rav is in the Sugya Psachim Daf Kuf Hei Amid Aleph. And Shmuel says the following: Kishem shemafsikin lekiddush, kach mafsikin l'avdol. Which means that we have to terminate our suda. He started a suda on Shabbos. He's got to now bench and recite havdol. That's according to Shmuel. Rav disagrees. Rav holds that even though mafsikin lekiddush, which means that if you started a suda on Erev Shabbos, and now Chashecha, when the Yom HaShabbos enters, you have to terminate your Su'udah, Paris Ma'af Mekadosh, we'll see the very sheet, this as we mentioned it earlier, and you have to recite Kiddush. But on the other end of the spectrum, where Shmuel would say Mafsikin, that we have to stop our Su'udah in order to be Mavdil, Rav says no. Continue your Su'udah as long as you like. But the language of Rav is very interesting and quite ambiguous. The Gemara says the following: Shabbos lekiddush kovas, velo lahavdalah kovas. Or if we reformulated, Shabbos is kovas lekiddush, v'eina kovas lahavdalah. What is that all about? So let's start slowly and say the following: that when Rav says Shabbos lekiddush kovas, that we can understand. The Reisha, I can explain. I'm not so confused by the Reisha. Shabbos lekiddush kovas means that you started a Suda on Chol, now Shabbos enters, Shabbos says that your Suda now lends itself to becoming a Sudas Shabbos. The mitzvah of kibud v'oneg now engenders a suda shabbos. But there's only one problem. How do you create a suda shabbos? What's the maisa koveya? So on the one hand, the sun set and shabbos entered, and now I have the potential, b'bchinas hazman, to set up a suda shabbos. And I'm obligated to do so as a result of the mitzvah of kibud v'oneg. But on the other hand, the mitzvah of kiddush requires me to be koveya the suda shabbos through the kiddush. Therefore, Rav says, kiddush kovas l'shabbos. Kovas means that now you have to terminate your suda's chol, and you have to set up a Suda Shabbos. How do you set up a Suda Shabbos, Rav Osai? What's the only agent that we know of? Kiddush. So therefore, you have to stop and you have to make Kiddush. That I understand very well. That's what I call the Reisha. Then in the Sefer, Rav says, V'ein HaShabbos Kovas LaHavdol. What is that all about? I mean, if we're saying kovas means that now I have a chiyuv seuda, nobody in their right mind would say that now that Shabbos has ended, has terminated, I now have a chiyuv to be koveya seuda. I mean, again, you have a lot of malka, but I'm just saying there's no chiyuv seuda per se. So what does it mean that the ein Shabbos kovas lahavdo? That's what we're trying to understand. So first, let's go over quickly the machlokas about Shabbos Kovas L'Suda. Shabbos Kovas L'Suda, according to Rabbi Yossi, what it means is that Shabbos, even when it enters, does not have the ability, the power, to change the nature of my Suda. I started my Suda Mibod Yom. What's the nature of that Suda? How do you define it? It's a Suda's Chol. That Suda's Chol remains a Suda's Chol, says Rabbi Yossi, until I terminate the Suda with Berkas HaMazon. And therefore, even though it's Shabbos, nevertheless, Shabbos doesn't have the power to say, well, now your Achilah is an Achilah Shabbos. Why? Because your Achilah is Achilah's Chol. And the Achilah's Chol maintains, so to speak, it's like Oches Vitalis, and it maintains its own existence. And therefore, says Rabbi Yossi, there's no need to be mafsik, continue your Suda's Chol. When you complete your Suda's Chol with Birkas HaMazon, whenever you decide to complete it, now you have a chiyuv to set up a Suda Shabbos, and that's when you'll make Kiddush. Comes along Rabbi Yehuda, and the Chachamim agree with Rabbi Yehuda, and they say no. Shabbos Kovas L'Suda means that you must make Kiddush, because now Shabbos itself cuts off your Suda. In other words, your Suda doesn't have a life of its own to continue endlessly as a Suda's Chol. It can be a Suda's Chol as long as it's Chol. But once you turn the clock and now it's Shabbos, now the Suda has to be a Suda Shabbos. And therefore you have to be mafsik. How do you have to be mafsik? So that's machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and the Maskonis HaSugya. Rabbi Yehuda said you have to be mafsik with Berkas HaMazon. Terminate your Suda's Chol. Now you have a Chiyuv Kiddush to set up a Suda's Shabbos. The Chachamim say no. I wouldn't say the Chachamim, because again, this is more in the Amoraim, but La'alach we paskin pores mapa umakadish. That in other words, even though the Suda began as a Suda's Chol, it can be changed, it can be transformed. The whole character of the Suda can change simply midway through the Suda, once Shabbos enters, by being pores mapa. I don't have to terminate the original Suda. I can continue with the original Suda, but it changes its very nature, its very identity through precess mappa, and it converts itself into a Suda Shabbos. But in order to do that, I need a Maisa Koveya. The Pores Mappa Makadosh only removes the status, it's like a Sur Meira, to negate and terminate the Suda's Chol, correct? So that's Pores Mappa, and set up the ability to create a Suda Shabbos. But now I need an agent, what I call a Maisa Koveya, to set up the Suda from henceforth. The second half of the Suda is a Suda Shabbos, and that's going to be Kiddush. So all I need is Pores Mappa and Makadosh. Fine. What does Rav mean now when he says, V'ein HaShabbos Kovas L'Havdol? So perhaps we could say the following. There's Knisas HaShabbos at the beginning, and there's Yitzias HaShabbos at the end. Rav says there's a fundamental difference between the two. Whereas Knisas HaShabbos creates a Koveya, that's called Shabbos Kovas L'Kiddush. What it means is Koveya means it tells you that you have to terminate your Seuda and establish a new Seuda. And again, Rav said for the 50th time, if you don't mind repeating, what agent will change the nature of your Seuda once Shabbos enters? And Knisas Shabbos obligates you to change the nature of your Seuda, a Seuda that you started in Chol. Now you have to change it to a Seuda Shabbos. What agent is going to function, is going to facilitate as the catalyst to change the Seuda?
Kiddush.
Flip it around. And Rav says no. In the reverse, when it comes to Yitzias HaShabbos, Yitzias HaShabbos does not have the power to impact on the nature of your Seuda. Just like we said, according to Rabbi Yossi, in Knisas HaShabbos, that Knisas HaShabbos does not have the power to impact on your Seuda. Hakol Holei Basar is Tchilas HaSeuda. And therefore Rabbi Yossi says, continue your Seudas Chol. When you finish your Seudas Chol, now a Chiyuv Seuda Shabbos is engendered and it emerges. But as long as you're involved in the Seudas Chol, continue your Seudas Chol. Says Rav, although we reject Rabbi Yossi with regard to Knisas HaShabbos, and we hold that Knisas HaShabbos has the power to impact on your Seuda and change the nature of the Seuda, and now the Seuda lends itself to becoming a Seuda Shabbos, you just need the Kiddush as the Maisa Koveya, says Rav, in the reverse situation, where we get to Yitzias HaShabbos, here we accept the general svara, if I can use that as an equation, I don't mean to equate the two, over Biosi, and say the following, that Yitzias HaShabbos does not impact on your Seuda. The nature and the character of your Seuda will continue to exist until you recite Birkas HaMosim. What is the nature of your Seuda now? When did you start it? Before what? Before Yitzias HaShabbos, correct? What is the nature of your Seuda if you started before Yitzias HaShabbos?
Seuda
Shabbos. Seuda Shabbos. Says Rav on the end zone, the Seuda Shabbos remains. It continues as a Seuda Shabbos.
Mishum Ma.
Because since
Tosefet Shabbos, or
no. Wait. We're going to get to that in a minute, Josh. But not because of Tosefet Shabbos. It can't be because of Tosefet Shabbos. I'll tell you why. Because Rav would say that even if you recited Havdalah, I'm not talking about Havdalah Kos, because we're going to get to that in just a minute. But Havdalah B'Tfilah. Nevertheless, the Seuda, once it's established as a Seuda Shabbos, it continues as a Seuda Shabbos. Therefore, although Shmuel says Mafsikim LaHavdalah, Shmuel's opinion is that now that Shabbos is ended, the Seuda has to change its nature. It can no longer maintain its status and its character as a Seuda Shabbos. The personality of the Seuda changes, and therefore you have to be Mafsik and be Mavdil. And we'll come back and clarify this in just a minute. Rav says, no, Eim Mafsikin L'Avdol. You started your Seuda as a Seuda Shabbos, continue your Seuda as a Seuda Shabbos. Yitzias HaShabbos, as opposed to Knisas HaShabbos, does not have the power to change and impact on the nature of your Seuda. Therefore, we can say the following, Yitzias HaShabbos Eino Mafkas, Eino Mafkia, Chalos Shem Seudas Shabbos. You started as a Seuda Shabbos, and Yitzias HaShabbos does not have the power to be Mafkia, the status of your Seuda as a Seuda Shabbos. You started Mibod Yom, you don't have to stop for Avdolah. Why? Because that Seuda continues in its very character, in its very personality, despite the fact that it's Zman Yitzias HaShabbos, as a Seuda Shabbos. When are you obligated to be Mavdil? Says Rav, only when you terminate the Seuda Shabbos. Until you recite Birkas HaMazon on that Seuda, the Seuda continues to be a Seuda Shabbos. You continue to maintain your Kiyum of Mitzvahs Kibud V'Oneg, and therefore there's no Chiyuv Havdalah. Shmuel says no, that once Shabbos leaves us, the Seuda itself can no longer maintain its personality and its character as a Seuda Shabbos. And therefore, Yitzias HaShabbos is Mevatel, the Chaloshem Seuda Shabbos. And therefore, says Shmuel, we have to be Mavdil immediately. Even in the middle of the Suda, we have to stop the Suda and recite Havdalah. So again, just to summarize, the termination of Suda Shabbos is what's going to engender a Chiyuv Havdalah. And here we have Machlokas, Shmuel, and Rav. Shmuel says, when does your Suda Shabbos terminate and engender a Chiyuv Havdalah? Immediately with Yetzias HaShabbos. Yetzias HaShabbos, according to Shmuel, removes and terminates the nature of your Suda as a Suda Shabbos. And now you're about to continue eating with a Suda's Chol. What do we wedge in? What is the transition between Suda Shabbos and Suda's Chol? Havdalah. Havdalah is going to be, and that's the nature of the Mitzvah Havdalah, the termination of a Suda Shabbos, the beginning of a Suda's Chol. Any Suda before Havdalah is a Suda's Chol once as Yetzias HaShabbos, because Yetzias HaShabbos achieves the goal of terminating a Suda Shabbos. Shmuel, as opposed to Rav, does not recognize maintaining the status of a Suda Shabbos after Yetzias HaShabbos. Once is Yetzias HaShabbos, just like in Knesset HaShabbos, we paskin against Rabbi Yossi, that once is Knesset HaShabbos, the Suda now converts itself into a Suda's Shabbos, and now I need a Maisa Koveh in order to achieve the Kiyu of Mitzvah's Kiyu with the Oneg. So too, says Shmuel, the Yetzias HaShabbos, removes the status of the Suda as a Suda's Shabbos, and now you want to continue eating. You can't do so. Why? Because you need a Maisa HaMafsik. You need something to break up the continuity between a Suda Shabbos and establish a Suda's Chol. Once the Suda Shabbos ends, immediately you're Chayv and Havdalah. And therefore Shmuel says, Mafsikin LaHavdalah. Comes along Rav and he says, no. Although it's true that a Suda's Chol cannot continue past Knesset HaShabbos, because Shabbos is Kovas L'Kiddush, and therefore you have to stop in the middle of your Suda, which you began with Bod Yom, and recite Kiddush. But on the reverse end, is Ein Shabbos Kovas, meaning the Yetzias HaShabbos does not terminate your Suda. So therefore there's no Chiyuv Havdalah, because the Chiyuv Havdalah only emerges with the termination of the Suda Shabbos. Your Suda Shabbos has the ability to continue even beyond Yetzias HaShabbos. And therefore, according to Rav, there's no Chiyuv Havdalah Lakos with Yetzias HaShabbos, even though you will mafkia Kedusha Shabbos as far as Iser Malach is concerned. And here's where I want to explain how there's a fundamental difference between Havdalah Lakos and Havdalah B'Tfilah. Just like we said, Rabosai, in the case of Kiddush, there were two different mitzvahs of Kiddush. There's Kiddush B'tzilusa and is Kiddush Alakos, and they are fundamentally different one from the other. The Kiddush B'tzilusa engenders a Kedusha Shabbos as far as Isur Malach is concerned. The very moment you recite Kiddush in Tefillah and Ma'ariv, you have to cease Malacha, that's for sure. But on top of that, there's another Kiddush, and that's Kiddush Alakos. That's to engender a different kind of Kedusha Shabbos. Not the Kedusha Shabbos of Isur Malacha, but the Kedusha Shabbos of what? Kibud V'Onik. And therefore, you have to recite a second Kiddush, Alakos. So too in Havdalah, there are two different dinim of Havdalah. There's one mitzvah Havdalah B'Tfilah. And that mitzvah Havdalah B'Tfilah is to break up what? Which Kedusha Sayom of Shabbos? Isur Malacha. Then I need another Havdalah, an Havdalah of Akos. And that Havdalah Akos is meant to terminate a Suda Shabbos and set up a Suda's Chol. It means the Havdalah now, Alakos, has nothing to do, has no relationship with Kedusha Shabbos L'Inyan Isur Malacha. That Kedusha Shabbos L'Inyan Isur Malacha was removed by what Havdalah? Havdalah B'Tfilah. Now I need another Havdalah for Kibud V'Oneg. What do I mean, another Havdalah? Because Kedusha Shabbos, as far as Kibud V'Oneg, continues despite Havdalah. And as long as I still have a Suda Shabbos, I can still push off Havdalah Alakos. Why? Because despite the fact that the Havdalah in Tefillah terminated my Kedusha Shabbos Linyan Isur Malacha, that Havdalah B'Tfilah had no impact on the Kedusha Shabbos Linyan Kibud V'Oneg. And therefore, even though I was Mavdil, and here's where the Machlokes between Rav and Shmuel comes up, but we pass it like Rav. And Rav holds Ein Mafsik and Lavdola, meaning I can continue my Suda Shabbos despite the fact that the Havdola and the Yetzias HaShabbos terminated that dimension of Kedusha Shabbos Linyan Yisr Malacha, because I still have a Kedusha Shabbos Linyan Kibud Vioneg. When do I have an obligation? And what ticks off or sets off the obligation of Havdola as far as Kibud Vioneg is concerned? When I finish my Suda Shabbos. As long as, says Rav, I can continue with my Suda Shabbos, as long as I can hold on to keep with the Oneg, I have no Chiyuv Havdol Holocaust. Shmuel comes along and says, no, Yetzias HaShabbos itself is Mafkia, Kedusha Shabbos completely, and the Suda itself can no longer be a Suda Shabbos, it changes its complexion, and therefore immediately I have to recite Havdolah. Comes along Rav and he says, no, since the Suda Shabbos maintains its complexion as Suda Shabbos, therefore, my kibud v'yoni continues, and I have no chiyuv havdol akos. And therefore, comes out that the chiyuv of havdol akos is engendered by gemar suuda shamis. The mechayev of havdol akos is the gemar suuda, or alternatively, at least the time period in which I would terminate my suuda shamis. Because at that moment, when I terminate my Suda Shabbos, the mitzvah of Kibud V'Yoneg is gone, and then I have to make Havdolah Akos. So you'll ask me, for example, on Yom HaKippur, there's no Suda at all. So what does it mean to be Mavdil Al Akos? I understand Havdolah B'Tfilah on Motzei Yom Kippur because it terminates the Isur Malacha and the Kedusha Yom Yom Kippur, but why do I need another Havdolah Al Akos on Motzei Yom Kippur? The answer is because I still have a mitzvah of Kibud V'Yoneg on Yom Kippur, although not a mitzvah of Kibud V'Yoneg through Seuda, but at least I have a mitzvah of Kibud through Levush, Ksus Nekiyah. In fact, the Rambam Shita is that the mitzvah of Kibud D'Oraisa in Levush in Ksus Nekiyah applies to Yom Kippur and only to Yom Kippur. So as soon as my time period comes where I no longer have a kiyum of kibud va'oneg, that's the mechayev of havdol akos. And if that be the case, Rabosai, then perhaps we can understand what we asked originally: why is tam eino mavdil? Or even though we don't paskin tam eino mavdil, but we all agree that there's an isur te'ima before havdol. And the answer is that once I've terminated my suda Shabbos, which means, according to Shmuel, with Yetzias HaShabbos, or according to Rav, with Birkas HaMazon, when I complete my Suda Shabbos, at that very moment, the mitzvah of Havdalah sets in. And the mitzvah of Havdalah tells me that we're making a transition post-Havdalah to a Suda Shchol. Until Havdalah, it was a Suda Shabbos. Now it becomes a Suda Shchol. You're not allowed to eat before Havdalah, because if you eat before Havdalah, you're being pogea in the Havdalah, insofar as the mitzvah of Havdalah essentially is to be a mafsik. The purpose and the goal of Havdalah is to make the transition between Seuda Shchol, between Suda Shabbos and Suda Shchol. Again, Machlokas Rav and Shmuel only applies to how long that Suda Shabbos could continue. But Kuli Amalo plea that once the Suda Shabbos has ended, with the termination of Suda Shabbos, there's a mitzvah of Havdalah. And we could say even further than that, Rabosai, what would be, this is a question I wanted to ask you, if a person would be Mavdil Al Hakos earlier before Yetzias HaShabbos? The halacha is that from Plaga Minchen on, you can recite Havdalah. Al Hakos, of course, you can't do Malach until after Yetzias HaShabbos, that you can't cut down. But what would you suggest that if a person was Mavdil Al Hakos after Plaga Mincha, there's still an hour and a quarter till Shabbos ends, was he Mekayim his mitzvah kil chasa? And I would say no.
Stop the Oneg.
Exactly, because he cut off the mitzvah of Oneg and Kibud premature. The mitzvah of Havdalah means to exhaust Kibud V'Oneg, get every single last drop out of Kibud V'Oneg. When there's no longer a possibility of Kibud V'Oneg, now you have a Chiyuv Havdalah. The Chiyuv Havdalah is a mafsik, meaning it completes the Suda Shabbos and it kicks off a Suda Shchol. And therefore the two nafkaminas, number one, the Suda Shabbos will only be a complete Kiyum HaMitzvah of Kibud V'Oneg after Havdalah HaKos. The Havdalah HaKos is going to be the clincher to complete the mitzvah of Kibud V'Oneg and my Suda Shabbos. And the second nafkamina is that I can't eat before Havdalah. Because once I've terminated my Suda Shabbos, immediately I have to recite Havdalah to allow me to eat a Suda Chol. Because the Havdalah functions to make that demarcation. It's like that Siman Mufak, that we've completed the mitzvah of Kibud V'Oneg, and now we can go on to a Suda Chol. If I've eaten, if I was toying before Havdalah HaKos, then I undermine the mitzvah of Havdalah. Because the mitzvah of Havdalah has to be the termination of a Suda Shabbos and allowing me now to partake in a Suda Chol. If I went in and I ate before Havdalah HaKos, then Havdalah hasn't served its function and my Kiyum mitzvah is incomplete. So it's true that we paskin like Rav, and therefore we're going to allow you to continue your Suda Shabbos that you began until you decide to complete it with Birkas HaMazon. But nevertheless, even according to our Psak Halacha like Rav, there is a linkage, a connection between Havdalah and Suda. But not in the sense that Havdalah is the beginning of a new Suda. On the contrary, Havdalah is part and parcel of ending, completing the Suda Shabbos, because Havdalah is going to serve as the mafsik between Suda Shabbos and Suda Chol. And if this be the case, perhaps we can shed a light on the sugya of Ta Bezu U Bezu. That's the sugya in Brachos on Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph. Let's go over quickly the Maskonas HaSugya. The Gemara says that if you made two mistakes, not one, a double boo-boo, a Tartik L'Rei, so we'll call it. On the one hand, you left out Atachon Atanu in Ma'ariv, and at the same time, you went and you ate before Havdalah. And the Gemara says, in such a case, you're going to have to repeat Ma'ariv in order to recite Atachon Atanu Havdalah B'Tfil. So we ask the question, it doesn't seem to make any sense, because even if you were toying before Havdalah, we pass him Toa Ma'avdil, and when you Ma'avdil al-Kos, that Havdalah should be no worse than Havdalah al-Kos in a case where you didn't even daven Ma'ariv. So if you left out Havdalah and Tefillah, the halacha is that you don't repeat Shmon Esrei. There's no din of Chazor, because you're yotzi with Havdalah al-Kos. Here, you're going to be yotzi with Havdalah al-Kos in any event, despite the fact that you would toim, because we paskin toam mavdil. So then why is it necessary to repeat Shmon Esrei? All of a sudden, there's a din Chazorah on Shmon Esrei. But perhaps in the light of our discussion, we can understand what the Gemara means. Even though we paskin toam mavdil, but your Havdalah is not a complete kiyum. You're lacking in the kiyum Havdalah will allow you to be mavdil al akos, even though you were toim. But keep in mind, that's an imperfect, incomplete Havdalah. The kiyum Havdalah is impaired because you were already toim. When the purpose of Havdalah is to complete the Suda Shabbos and begin a Suda Chol, you went ahead and started a Suda Chol before Havdalah. You were pogame in Havdalah itself. So your Havdalah is incomplete. The Gemara says, you normally would not need Chazora in Tfilas Arvis if you left out Atachon Antanu, because you're going to achieve a complete Kiyum Havdalah later on when you're Mavdil HaKos. But in a case that you were towing before Havdalah, and your Kiyum Havdalah is incomplete, because despite the Havdalah HaKos, it's not the Havdalah that makes that mafsik between the Suda Shabbos and the Suda Chol. Therefore, in a case where your Kiyum Havdalah was lacking, was incomplete, we're going to require you to do Chazor and Tefillah.
Was it that's the only day of Halacha, we said.
Correct. So the truth is that if you have a complete Kiyum of Havdalah HaKos, then that Kiyum Havdalah HaKos, the Chazal say, could accomplish two goals. You can kill two birds with one stone. We're going to allow recognizing the Kiddush al HaKos to be, number one, we're going to allow the Havdalah HaKos to be, number one, a Havdalah between Kodesh L'Chol as far as Isa Malacha, and at the same time, to set up a completion of Yesudah Shabbos and the beginning of Yesudah Chol. We're going to terminate Kibud V'Oneg as far as Shabbos is concerned without Havdalah Alakos. But say the Chachamim, if your Havdalah Alakos is incomplete, then we're going to look at it as a kium of Havdalah Alakos as far as Kibud V'Oneg is concerned, but it's not going to function in its full-blown capacity as a replacement of Havdalah Tefillah. In other words, like this. Really, we need Havdalah and Tefillah, and if you left out Havdalah and Tefillah, you should require Chazar. What we're going to allow for is for a Kiyum Havdalah in Tefillah, Kaviyochol, Alakos. We're going to allow the Havdalah Alakos to achieve two goals. It's going to be, on the one hand, a Kiyum of Siyum Suud, the Shabbos of Siyum Kibud V'Oneg. The Kiddush Shabbos in the positive sense is for Kibud V'Oneg. And at the same time, it's going to function as a Havdalah B'Tfilah. It's going to replace the Havdalah B'Tfilah as a Mavdil and a Messiahim of Kiddush Shabbos Linyan Isar Malach. Pabed V'Mamurim, when that Kiddush Alakos is a complete Kiyum. Once you apogea in that Kiyum, then that Kiyum of Havdalah Alakos becomes shrunk, so to speak. We shrink it. It now becomes completely concentrated and defined as a Kiyum of Seudah Shabbos. But it loses and forfeits its identity as a Havdalah on Kiddusha Shabbos, Linyan Isar Malach. It can no longer function as a substitute for the Havdalah in Isar Malach. And therefore, you're going to have to repeat Shmon Esrei in order to achieve that Havdalah in Tefillah. I just want to see if I left out anything else, and then we'll complete the Shia. So again, just to reiterate what we said before, according to Rav, there's no Chiyuv Tefillah through Chiyuv Havdalah Alakos, through Yetzias HaShabbos. The Chiyuv Havdalah Alakos is only emerges with what? With a Gemar Suda Shabbos. Yetzias HaShabbos itself, which is Mafkia, the Kiddush Sayom, does not remove the Suda Shabbos. The Suda Shabbos continues. The Kibud V'Oneg continues. And the Havdalah in Tefillah, which is engendered by Afsokas and Siyumas, Kiddushas Hayom L'Inyan Isar Malacha, is not identical with Havdalah Alakos, which is engendered by a Chiyuv of Gemar Seudah Shabbos and Haskolas Seudah Chol. And therefore, L'shitas Rav, Yetzias HaShabbos does not impact on the nature and the personality of the Seudah Shabbos. Therefore, he's potter milahavdil. He can continue his Seudah Shabbos as long as he wishes. Havdalah b'tefillah is mafkia kedusha Shabbos l'inyan isar malacha. And even though there is a din that Isar Malach continues through Tosefet Shabbos as long as I want to, but once I make Havdalah, I mafkia the Kedusha Shabbos of Tosefet Shabbos. I still need Havdalah Alakos. The Rav Shita, and that's how we paskin, is that I don't need to be Mavdil Alakos if I'm continuing my Suda. The fact that I was Mavdil in a way which would remove the Kedushas Hayom of Isar Malach, just like Kiddush in Tefillah engenders and generates Kedusha Sayom of Isar Malach, so too Kiddush and Tefillah, Havdalah and Tefillah, will sever and terminate the Kedusha Sayom as far as Isar Malach. So we found again in the Gemara and Brachos Chav Zayin and Beis that we started with last Shia, that Rav Hayamatzli Shel Shabbos be Erev Shabbos, because in Tefillah you can engender a Kedusha Shabbos L'inyan Isar Malach Mibod Yom, because Tosefet Shabbos engenders a Kedusha Sayom L'inyan Isar Malach, and therefore you can daven and recite Kiddush and Tefillah at that point. However, the Gemara has a doubt and vacillates whether or not, according to Rav, you can recite Kiddush Al Hakos. Kiddush Al Hakos is a separate entity, fundamentally different than Kiddush B'Tefillah, insofar as Kiddush Alakos is connected to Seudah. Seudah is engendered by Oneg and Kibud. Oneg and Kibud require not just Tosefet Shabbos, but Shabbos Mamish, and that's called Mafsikin L'Shabbos. What does Mafsikin L'Shabbos mean? Because we reject the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda, that immediately with Knisas HaShabbos, the Shabbos is Kovas, the Suda, as far as kibud v'yoneg is to become a Suda Shabbos, I need kiddush, and therefore I have to stop. That's the kiddush ala kos, which requires knisas haShabbos, a full blown kiddush Shabbos l'yin oneg v'kibud that's not engendered by kabbalas tosefes Shabbos l'yin isur v'locha. And so too in avdolah, which is perfectly parallel to kiddush, we have two types of avdolas. We have one category of a mitzvah avdolah, which is in tefillah and impacts on the Kedushas Hayom L'Inyan Isur Melacha. We have another kiyum of mitzvahs Havdalah Lakos, which relates to Kedushas Shabbos as far as kibud v'yoneg is concerned. We have Machlokas Rav and Shmuel. If I'm involved in a Suda Shabbos, which I began with Bod Yom, do I have to stop, terminate my Suda to make Havdalah? Shmuel says yes, because Keshem Shemav Mafsikin L'Shabbos Kach Mafsikin L'Havdalah, which means that just as Shabbos, when it enters, engenders a Suda Shabbos, and therefore I have to be Makadesh, so too Shabbos, when it leaves, engenders a Suda Schol, terminates my Suda Shabbos, and therefore I have to be Mavdil, because my Chiyuv Havdolah is engendered by this Hafsaka between a Suda Shabbos and a Suda Schol. Rav says no. Rav says, in contrast to Mafsikin l'Shabbos or Shabbos Kovas l'Kiddush, where the Knesset HaShabbos engenders a Suda Shabbos, the Yetzias HaShabbos is not Mafkia a Suda Shabbos. Again, Shmuel, the Suda Shabbos continues in its complexion, in its very Chaloshem Suda Shabbos, until Birkas HaMazon when I complete it. But Rav agrees to Shmuel fundamentally that what is Havdalah HaKos? Havdalah HaKos is engendered by the transition between a Suda Shabbos and a Suda Schol. Once I complete my Suda Shabbos, whenever I decide to bench, says Rav, that's when I have a Chiyuv Havdalah. Havdalah HaKos now marks the end of Kibud V'yoneg and the beginning of a Suda Schol. I'm not allowed to be Toem before Havdalah, because if I do so, I'm basically undermining the status of Havdalah HaKos as the Mavdil, because I went ahead and I started an Iser, an Achilas Chol before Havdalah that I can't do. And therefore the Gemara says that that if you made a double error and now you pogea in Havdalah HaKos as a kiyum, Havdalah HaKos now can no longer substitute for Havdalah B'Tefillah, you need to repeat Shmot Nesrei in order to achieve a kiyum of Havdalah B'Tefillah. We'll stop here.
Right, so it comes out then that I should be able to say Birkas HaMazon after Shalosh Shudas if it's after Seis on Shekhar. I shouldn't need wine.
Absolutely. That's how we pass. We pass like Rav, you continue soon until midnight, I don't care when. Then you bench. And then you want to make Havdalah. Make Havdalah on Shekhar.
No, I'm saying when I'm benching, I say Birkas HaMazon ala kos, I should be able to make that Birkas HaMazon on Shekhar.
No, since I need Yayin in order to sandwich, as we said, the Suda Shabbos. So Suda Shabbos begins with Kiddush on Erev Shabbos. The Shtiyas HaKos becomes the kickoff of a Suda Shabbos. And Suda Shabbos ends and completes itself with Birkas HaMazon ala kos. That being Koveya, the Birkas HaMazon, together with Ritzei, of course, ala kos, with that Shtiyas HaKos, now is going to impact on the Suda Shabbos Lema Freya.
Right, so after Shal Shudas, if I can't drink the kos, then it should be that it's nothing more than Siddur Bracha ala kos.
Oh, you mean I have a technical barrier that prevents me from drinking the kos?
And not only that, I'm not going to drink the kos until after.
I would say technically you're allowed to drink the kos. Whenever you make Birkas HaMazon on Sudash Lishit, you could go ahead and drink the kos. That's what I would say.
And so people are knowing not to drink the kos just because they don't know how to say the Bracha Me'en Shalosh. They don't know how to say what they say in.
I'm not sure. We have to check that out. That requires a little bit more investigation. I didn't go into that. But the Iker I did in Shulchan Aruch, you're allowed to drink the kos of Havdalah Fakir and the kos of Birkas HaMazon, because the kos of Birkas HaMazon, on the contrary, relates itself to the Suda. For example, here's an interesting question. Do we need a Bari Priyat Gofen on the Kos Birkas HaMazon or not? Notice, let's say I drank wine during the Suda, so I already made a Bari Priyat Gofen. Do I need another Bari Priyat Gofen to drink after benching? I don't know what the deal is in that case. So we're going to just research those two questions. Number one, would the Bari Priya Goffin during the Suda pati you up from the Shtia Sayayin after Birkas HaMazon? And number two, would there be any problem of drinking the Kos after Suda Shlishit? Let's say it's after nightfall. Is there any sort of Isur Shasiya? If we're saying that that Shasiya completes the Suda Shabbos, then it should be part of the Suda Shabbos and it doesn't violate the din of Te'ima Kodem Havdalah. Or should we say no, that the Chiyuv Havdalah emerges immediately with the termination of the Suda with Birkas HaMazon, and therefore we don't want to be Toeim before Havdalah, and we have to immediately make Havdalah. Let's research those two questions. So we'll look in Kuf Pei Gimel. So I apologize, we're not finding it in Kuf Pei Gimel. We're going to look in Reish Tzadi Aleph. Maybe we'll find it there. So we're looking in Reish Tzadi Tes, Siv Dal, Kshahaya Ochel V'chashcha. So Gomer Sudasu Varech Birkas HaMazon Alakos, V'achkach Mavdil Olav. So what does it say about drinking the Kos? Where is it?
Yud Beis, it's a Kham Yud Beis Namishnabur.
Yud Beis, okay. Oh, let's just understand what he's saying. Vorach Birkas HaMazon ala kos, Akach Mavdil Olav. He dafka wants the same kos. Why does he want the same kos?
That's been the other. If he has two koses, it should be two koses. And if he has two, the Mishnah verse says he could drink from the first one.
Oh, so that's the case that we want. Right. Yeah, oh, so that's the, so you, I don't think Yud Beis is relevant to us. Okay.
It's relevant to us.
Yeah. The question is, the Yud Beis Shnei Kosos, which Lechora, I don't know, it sounds like that should be Lechatchila, I don't know. And then he says, Mevarech, Birkas HaMazon Al Echad, Umavdil Al Echad. And the Mishnah Berurah says, "Mutul lishtos me'akos afshu kodem avdalah."
This because Shabbos Mazon.
Now I feel nicha daite. I mean, I knew this was the case, but it's always good to see it.
So this is what we should do.
Kos shel Birkas HaMazon shayach l'sudah.
This is what we should do.
I think he's saying, "I love this." That the kos of Birkas HaMazon is part and parcel of oneg Shabbos, and that completes the Suda Shabbos b'chalos shma, and therefore the drinking of the kos is integral to the Suda's Shabbos. And therefore, if that be the case, then we understand very well why.
He's recording something for the.
The Kol Zeh, fine, okay, fine. So this has to do with whether you definitely make a bracha of Birkas HaMazon Kos, if that's your minig, or if it's not. If you're benching on Suda Shlishit and you use Shechar, that would facilitate the possibility of using that kos for Abdullah, but you would forfeit the kium of Birkas HaMazon. And since this kos is the Birkas HaMazon to complete your Suda Shabbos, you want it to be Aliyah.